Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Mulligan's 310 West Hildreth Avenue. If you're watching on YouTube, Dan, tell people where to go on YouTube.
Yeah, youtube.com/@1210WPHT. Go like and subscribe, and you can see
take
great
a look
shirt.
At this new shirt. Very nice, and not a double extra large like somebody brought me today. Only an extra large, I assume. So, train you to get out of that. Notice what it said about Orr's dead. Because to me, Mike Donohue, chairman of Republicans here in Cape May and one of the powerhouses behind defeating the Murphys and these other maniacs so far, what they wanted to do to the Jersey Shore, brought the T-shirt. And Mike, to me, all these things, I think you're this way too deep down, even though you're a very astute lawyer, et cetera. Dan, we don't have a headset here. I don't know how that happened, running out of headsets. So, Mike Donohue with us, an annual visitor here. Thank you, Mike, on a Friday for taking off and coming over here.
Happy to be here, Dom. Thanks
for
having me.
It is personal. You know, the way to rouse people on this, it's not just some policy, some sky in the air. It's beating people, these so-called elites, powerhouses, corruption, who determined that they were going to do this. And I think if the number of whales and the great work of people that rallied, and you're one of them legally, I don't know that that would have mattered until the emotion was stirred by that. They weren't counting on that. And as a result of that, the legal handiwork of you and others, in addition to just the financial loss of Orsted, has really put a chill in this. But what do you make of the fact, because you have to deal with this every day, we just get to look at King Philip and go after him from afar, that they still persist in throwing more money after this. They're still on this, even though, from what I know, and you can tell listeners, there's a whole string of hurdles before they would ever reach their goal here.
Well, look, it's religious for them. You know?
Yeah,
it kind of
particularly
is.
Particularly Tammy Murphy.
Right, they can't abandon it. They've invested so much in it already. And for them, it is the be-all and end-all of everything in terms of, you know, every issue that comes up, it's climate. And they have to vindicate that. And they have control of the purse strings of government at the moment. So for them to ever back off of that an inch or say, hey, maybe we're wrong about that, and maybe we know more about offshore wind now, and it's not such a great thing, would just blow up their whole faith. You know, I mean, it really would. And that's for them, they wake up every day with this stuff. How do we advance this agenda? At the bottom of it, though, Dom, is money. Right? I mean, there's so much money here. Why was Orsted here? Why were they plugged in? Because, like I said, you know, if you could build a bar or restaurant like Mulligan's and get somebody else to pay for half of the cost, you'd make a lot of money.
Right.
So that was the plan for these people to come in and build these offshore wind facilities and make us pay for half the costs, and continuing down the road to make my 87-year-old mother's electric bill go up so they can do their green virtue signaling. So there's so much money. At the height of this Orsted thing, it was like the Jersey Hustle all over again. There was so much money coming into politicians, to different businesses, promising elected officials at every level, from local level on up, just stick with us. You can't stop it anyway, so make the best deal that you can.
That's it with some of them. Right. But it also, with Murphy, is the gold star. He still has national aspirations after this. Thinks he'll be Secretary of State, then President, as bizarre as that is.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think it's a very difficult thing for any politician to ever admit that they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And something this big with Orsted picking up stakes and taking off.
Right.
For Murphy, he can't. There's no way he could ever say, hey, I was wrong about that. All he could do is blame us, really, and say, oh, the conditions, but it's fine. We're going to keep doing this. I mean, one of the greatest moments was about a month or so ago. Orsted, after they left town, kept saying, the people on the ground protesting had nothing to do with our decision. The Cape May County and others bringing this lawsuit and fighting in state court, federal court, had nothing to do with our decision. But he let it slip in an interview in Europe a few weeks ago and said, there were problems and challenges with local permitting that we didn't anticipate, which was a big factor in what we did.
Well, you guys are looking at European probably translators. It's got to feel good, though.
No, it does.
And it's not over yet. The listeners ask me all the time that. So what's the progress of the one? Is it Atlantic City now?
So Atlantic Shores is in a similar financial predicament as Orsted, but they continue to pursue their permitting. And they say they're going to follow through with this. We continue to be in litigation with Orsted, actually, in federal court and in state court.
Okay.
And the Department of Justice on the federal level said, would you dismiss it? It's moot now. They're going away. And we said, well, when you take away their permits and their lease, we'll dismiss it. So we're still fighting that out, still fighting it out in the state court when they took away home rule. And you remember all that. Those issues are still in litigation in the appellate division in New Jersey. So it's a huge and important message to send that this is not over. And to a certain extent, people think, well, Orsted left town. It's over, isn't it? No, it is not. They are actively today pursuing a purchaser for Ocean Wind 1 and Ocean Wind 2.
Wow.
And that's why they're fighting so hard to hold on to their permits.
But, Mike, what I like about you, and I think maybe, well, I'm trying to transmit to you, you don't get disheartened by that.
No.
The game is on here.
That's exactly
it's
right.
It's extra innings. We don't care. Whatever you're willing to do, we're going to go a little bit further. And you have our listeners who come to the Jersey Shore are not actually here.
Mm-hmm.
We're more invested in this than almost any issue other than presidential politics. And on that, you have Trump, who likes to attack the windmills anyhow, and I get his rationale on it.
I will tell
this
you.
This is going to stop instantly.
We had a meeting with these Orsted folks a couple of years ago now.
Right.
Where I said to them at the table, I understand why you're so anxious to get moving here, because January 20th, 2025 is going to be here before you know it. And if it doesn't work out the right way for you, this is all going to be over. And boy, they were some sour pusses at that moment at that meeting. But it was true. They were in this race to beat that date of January 20th, 2025, because they knew if Biden didn't win, it was all over. And God willing, that's the outcome, and then this thing stops. And, you know, God bless the whales you talked about, which I say it's the universe speaking, and they gave their lives for this cause because that really crystallized interest in this. And then once people dig into that, they go, oh, well, this is a lot more than the whales and the dolphins. It's not green. It's not environmentally conscious. It's not cheaper. It's just a money grab by huge foreign corporations. That's what it boils down to.
Give us your take as chairman of the Republicans here for some time in Cape May County, upcoming debate, what your advice is. I see two signs of Trump, different tactic, which he does in calmer moments. One, he's actually talking to people about policy, and he's going to talk about that. Two, he's trying to build Biden up a little bit. I mean, it's hard at this point.
Right.
After we decimate him, that's the fun of it.
Right.
We don't want him to stand up for 90 minutes, and he wins just by holding on to the podium with a minute left.
So I think Trump has been trying to be more presidential, quote-unquote, and I think it's working. And I think this election is his to lose, but we know how he is sometimes. I fear that. But, you know, they've lowered their expectations to the point where if Joe Biden doesn't come out and drool all over himself and sit down on the floor, you know, he'll win the debate, you know. So we'll see. I think if Trump can stick to the model you're talking to and stay focused on issues that people care about and hit Joe Biden on these things, like, you know, he's going to slip at some point. But If he has a major freeze or whatever, it's going to be disastrous for him. But if they, whatever they give him before he goes into the State of the Union and things
Are you in that camp? Let's all put aside. Yeah, I am in that camp.
Yeah.
Because it makes him shout, at least. At least by shouting, he appears to have energy, et cetera.
Right. I am in there. I believe
it's Adderall. It's something.
And it would be unprecedented for celebrities and politicians. I mean, John Kennedy, God bless him, they used to give him all kinds of stuff because he couldn't even stand because of his back. You know, was so bad.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can imagine that they're saying, "Okay, Joe, this is a safe medication, and you take it, and it just makes you feel a little better, and you can get through the next hour." You know, I would be shocked if history didn't someday find that out. So if Trump can maintain what you're talking about, and if Biden has, you know, especially if Trump gets an opportunity to capitalize on one of his gaffes in the middle of the debate, it could be really bad for Joe Biden. And I think some Democrats are kind of hoping it goes really bad for Joe Biden because then they can stick a fork in him finally and go get Gavin Newsom or somebody else. But we'll see. It's going to be interesting.
Great work, though, Mike. I want to bring Ben Rose in here to Wildwood Tourism, our home away from home, in addition to Mulligan's. And Ben, you worked at Trump Plaza for a period of time when Trump was in the casino business.
Yeah, when I started with Trump Plaza, they were number nine in the casino industry in Atlantic City. After the first year, they were the number one casino in Atlantic City. He just pulled out all the stops. He gave us everything we needed to be successful, and it was a tremendous, tremendous time there. That's when we brought in all the heavyweight fights with Mike Tyson and things like that. So it was an exciting time.
All right, we'll talk more about Wildwood and this mascot they have. I don't know if Kate May has one yet, but this, among other things, and this juggernaut of this country music thing that's going on right now is incredible. And Keith Hartzell also with us. I believe we got a special. Scott Pressler is making his way over here. Dan, are we ready for Dom's? Oh, that's 2:30. I'm sorry, right? Dom's Money Melody, 2:30 today. Break at this point. All right, thank you, Mike, very much. Thanks for the shirt, too. Where do we get these shirts, Mike? You can just tell us. This Orsted is a proud shirt. We'll be wearing this all over the place. Thank you, Mike Donahue. All right, more coming up with Dom Giordano at Mulligan, 310 West Hildreth Avenue here in Wildwood.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dom Dono on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Great crowd here today. Scott Presler has been all over the place. And Scott, we hear you were down in the freezer in the liquor store. I don't know if any voters were registered. And just told you're going to be back at the Grand Hotel tonight. There might be a video, a hot tub shot if they have it open, so we'll see. But, Scott, we haven't talked about coming up, the home stretch now. We're almost in the home stretch. What you're going to be doing, how you see it, post-debate, et cetera. Particularly, you're moving to Pennsylvania. Has that happened yet?
So I have the house lined up.
Right.
Thank you very much. Thank you. He just brought me another pina colada. Thank you, Mulligans. What are they trying to do to me? And so, so this weekend, like I said, we're doing here at Mulligans. We go to the Trump Philly rally at Temple. We go to Bucks County. On the 27th, when I mentioned Ginger Hill, actually right. Mayor Longo and I are going to be doing a presidential debate at Ginger Hill Tavern in Slippery Rock on the 27th.
Okay.
And listen, this is just building the capacity. I'm focused on Arizona, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, but clearly I'm moving to Pennsylvania because I know PA is the whole ball game. This is going to be the election that comes down to what happens in PA.
Yeah, and it seems this time around that you've been on the ground there. I wanted to ask you about a perspective, not pie in the sky, because you're direct on this. Georgia and Arizona, at least polling, and Nevada. Those three states seem better this time for Trump, if not locks. The tip issue we haven't talked a lot about. You've helped to popularize it. And in a place like Mulligan's, this reverberates with people, not just people in the industry that are getting tips, but also people that are younger, have a sense of this, and they think, yeah, why not the way these people work, that this little bit would be taken care of, and they don't have to go through constant federal observation all year long around tipping.
Oh, yes. So basically, so number one, if you're here at Mulligan's right now or wherever you are across the country, I want you to be nice to your waiter, to your server, to your bartender. Please tip well and make sure that you write on your receipt that Trump won't tax tips. We elect Donald Trump. 100% of that is going to be going to our service industry. And, you know, Trump's speech may have very well won the state of Nevada for him in Las Vegas when he was talking about that. You know, this is a time that we need affordability more than ever, and Trump is going to put more money in people's pockets.
Absolutely. We're joined by Police Commissioner Pat Malloy, our man on the beat, direct back from Quantico, where you were speaking today. Is it a government secret, or can you tell us what you're talking about?
Well, actually, I was down in Annapolis, Maryland, speaking with an attorney on a workers' comp thing and a disciplinary action that we took, and they used it as a model for other departments. So it was a difficult one. When you have an officer who violates our core values or code of conduct, they need to go, and that's what that was about.
So Abington and the suburbs in the news, we talked to your colleague McVeigh the other day about retail theft, Larry Krasner, the continuing problems, even though Philadelphia police. Well, here's what I wanted to ask you, and feel free if it's too crossing the line. I don't think so. We have the police commissioner in Philadelphia coming in studio on Monday, first big interview like that for an hour, on Thursday.
Yes.
What should I ask him? What's reasonable? You're in that position of a big department.
Yeah.
What's the core thing to let people hear about Commissioner Bechtel?
Well, he had a meeting with all the Bucks County, Montgomery County police chiefs about 2 weeks ago. I don't know if you were aware of that. And the mayor was part of that. And it was just to talk about ways we can collaborate. You know, if you could take Abington and Bensalem and make every Philadelphia district modeled like a suburban department where you own your beat, where you connect with your community. I think a lot of officers just lost their spirit. We keep throwing more money. You know, our officers are starting at like $104,000 a year now, and I'm still 400 or 500 fewer applicants than
Wait a minute. Abington starts at 104?
If you have police experience. So
okay.
We're stealing the best of the Philly officers, and I don't like that because all of those middle managers and future leaders are all escaping to the suburbs, and that's because of the Krasner
issue.
But
Pat, still hard or harder to get cops.
Still hard because
at $104,000 a year.
Yeah, that's excellent money with benefits, and
right.
But it's purpose and a vocation. And when they think that you're not getting the backing of your elected officials or the media or people who ought to know better, I think the pendulum's swinging back because we saw how much we see how much pain this has been inflicted in the people who need us most, and especially the neighborhoods in the city where they don't have cops that are in the beat. That's basic 101 policing. Get out there, make contact with people, do ped stops, get bad guys off the street. You know that we had like four or five car stops over the last week where we removed seven ghost guns, extended magazines, stolen guns. And people take off on us all the time because they know we can't chase them. It's not worth us pursuing people over a property crime where they can T-bone an innocent third party. But, you know, disorder begets more disorder. And what's happened, in it's a broken windows theory of Philadelphia did reach the suburbs. But
and, Scott, where you are on the ground, across the country, back from Detroit, of all places, right? You are as pro-cop and talking to people about that. And I'm sure that's one of the core things that bonds people to take a look, particularly in Temple, where we're going to be tomorrow, and say Temple's spending an awful lot of money. We know this every day on their police department, et cetera, but it's almost an impossible situation given exactly what the Commissioner Malloy talked about in Philadelphia.
Well, think about what it's like to be a cop right now. I mean, you know, the pay is not great for putting your life on the line every single day, and then you're not going to have the support of DAs that are going to put people back on the streets within 24 hours, and then you're not going to have the support of the community that wants to defund the police. I mean, right now, really, what is the incentive other than a wonderful man or woman wanting to serve their country and protect their community? We need to create better incentives for people to want to join the police force.
Right.
And that means that we need to do a better job of making sure that our DAs that we're electing are going to support the cops and ultimately safety and security. But I will say, you know, we're talking about Philly, and I want to remind people that David O in his mayoral election, he got 25% of the vote in the last election. Now, he did not win, but 25% of Philadelphia for Donald Trump wins Pennsylvania and wins the White House. So if you're in Philly and you think, oh, my vote doesn't count, Scott, I don't matter, I'm telling you right now, even if we lose Philly, and we lose Philly by 75%, if we win by 25%, you will very well save the country.
That's the over and under.
And the globe.
It's an easy number. Definitely. By the way, Scott, you've been here entertaining people, registering people. Judge Judy today came out firing against Alvin Bragg, releasing criminals,
wow,
and practicing lawfare. And Judge Judy is a Bloomberg backer. But, Dan, there's a hint. We got to get Judge Judy on the show.
Seriously.
That is an interesting figure because she's known as very strict law and order, but a liberal. So for her to be directly going, and she's known as New York, going after Alvin Bragg, that's an amazing turnaround that we're seeing.
I mean, well, look at, for example, even Amber Rose. You have this, this singer, model, actress, and I reached out to her. She's from South Philly, and I said, hey, would you ever come to do a voter registration event? And she said, yes, slide into my Instagram. I mean, we're seeing celebrities, we're seeing actors, we're seeing judges come over in a way that we haven't before. People know that the world is upside down right now, and we need to make it right.
Ben Rose, Ben, in addition to Trump Plaza, give us a breakdown. I'm fascinated by this, and Scott has been registering people here. This Thursday night, 29,000 people here in Wildwood for the Country Music Festival.
Actually, there's close to 40.
40?
40,000.
40,000. All right, well, how do you do your multiplication? Now, Philadelphia would say a billion and just go home and make up the thing. You guys actually are telling. What's the economic impact of that?
We don't calculate that, but it's a tremendous economic impact. Every hotel is full. People are staying as far as Vineland in Atlantic City for this concert. There are no rooms available.
Right.
Merchants are doing great. Every store on the boardwalk has country merchandise that they're selling.
Right.
So the whole town turned out for country music festivals. And they sold 40,000 tickets, so that's how we know that number. And you have to figure, you know, at least $250 to $300 spend, not even counting merchandise and drinks. But it's got to be.
Yeah, I see a lot of drinking here. I would count you're on the low side here with this crowd. And Scott, these country music people, a lot of them, you've talked about Christians and Amish and other groups. They're not registered necessarily. We think if they're patriotic. They may be. But somehow or another, there's a disconnect between the patriotism and actually voting.
Yeah, I mean, I've had, I was in Washington, Pennsylvania. I go up to this woman's door, and we're asking for a vote for Republicans and Trump. And she goes, I love Donald Trump. But she goes, but I'm not voting. I'm like, what? I said, you go inside, you get your driver's license. I'm going to register you to vote right now. And she went, okay. And I registered her to vote. But there are a lot of people out there that like Donald Trump. I heard a statistic that 13% of people that go to Trump rallies are not registered to vote. And when people say to me, Scott, why are you going to a Trump rally? Why are you going to Philly tomorrow at Temple University tomorrow to register people to vote? Aren't they all registered? The answer is no. And furthermore, I go to a lot of gun shows. I go to the Philly Expo Center. I go to the Monroeville Gun Show. 40% of Wisconsin hunters are not registered to vote. 30% of Pennsylvania hunters are not registered to vote. If we engaged and mobilized every gun owner and hunter in America, we would never lose another presidential election ever again. So literally, I want to make it clear. My going into this election, we are going to have the broadest coalition of people you've ever seen. You're going to have former felons and the Amish and evangelicals and young men and women and members of the Black community and Latino community. And we're going to have moms and dads and business owners and hunters and gunners and frat boys. This is going to be the broadest
frat
coalition
boys, yes.
that has ever come together to save our country. And I am here for it.
You know, feel free if you want this guy to cut an ad to get police and what we need back with the police. This is the type of
marketing.
Bring in people from Bucks County to Kensington.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I'm a city guy and I've been here my whole life.
Yeah.
When I got there and they took a barrier away just to put my car in and block it so nobody could get to it, and he had people from Bucks County coming there. It was pretty important stuff.
Yeah.
Saying
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
Dan, how do we do Money Melody today? Okay, coming up. Okay, Money Melody coming up, guys, here. We'll take your guesses, too. Pat Malloy with us, Scott Presler. Ben Rose from the Wildwood Tourism Group. I forget the name of it. Ben, what is the name?
Greater Wildwoods Tourism Authority.
And what's the short for that? It was
Guatita.
Guatita. Remember Guatita if you're in town. We're coming up on the 4th of July. Summer picnics and gatherings. All good reasons to make the call to Captain Chuckie's. Order delicious seafood. Make your gathering a hit. Captain Chuckie's can help. Don't forget to order the brand new Bang Bang Jumbo Lump Crab Cake. Rose's favorite. The Bang Bang Jumbo Crab Cake for the 4th is perfect, and this just in, the all-new Wild Shrimp Scampi Ravioli, teaming up with Vera Pasta, Chuckie's has lobster crab, and now Wild Shrimp Scampi Ravioli. This is a hit. Check out your store for availability. Perfect time to check out all of Captain Chuckie's offerings. Delicious stuff, mushrooms, salads, tremendous variety of homemade sides, desserts. Also, several choices of breaded, non-breaded crab cakes. Literally a crab cake for everybody. Dessert, soup, sides, appetizers, my favorite, those Dom Rolls, always a huge hit, and their golf shrimp, that is must, wild-caught, never farm-raised. Visit Captain Chuckie's today, location near you. Go to WeLoveCrabCakes.com, WeLoveCrabCakes.com. If you're at the shore, not only Mulligan's, but remember, don't forget Captain Chuckie's is here too. Visit CaptainChuckie'sAtTheShore.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Burning Sky here at Mulligan's, 855-839-1210. You get on board. We'll get a winner. We'll have that film off to you. We got the lightning round coming up here. Hit us with that bar. Hit us with that tavern. That's what we're looking for. Great folks stopping by here today at Mulligan's. And I wanted to mention, too, Keith Hartzell. Still with us here, the councilman over in Ocean City, our Ocean City guy. His book, Nothing But Gratitude, Reflections of My Life in Ocean City, Faith, Family, and Friends. Thumbing through it as the show going on here today. Thanks to Keith for coming out and always being there when anything good or not so good happens in Ocean City, where it's always 75 to 78 degrees and sunny. Funny how that works. Thank you, Keith. And again, get the book, Nothing But Gratitude.
Thank you,
with Keith Hartzell.
Hey, so we got a winner. It's Jeff in Hatboro wins those tickets for
Jeff,
calling in during
played.
The song.
Okay.
That was Feels Like Making Love by Bad Company from The Burning Sky. TheBurningSkyBand.com if you want them. As you heard, they are absolutely incredible. If you have any events coming up, if you're a venue, look to them. Burning Sky, TheBurningSkyBand.com for
all
more
right.
information.
Dan, you maybe you can bring them up here. I think Joe of Exton had called in before. He had an answer, and We're still having people here at Mulligan say, is Joe Exton going to be here
today? He is here. He's on the line.
He's on the line. Now, Joe Exton just, you know, we're coaxing him. We got two more Mulligans this year. Maybe hearing his fans here. And here is the one and only Joe Exton.
You might have to bring it up there, Jim.
Coming to us here on Mulligan's on Talk Radio 1210.
Is that working for you?
Yeah, let me see here. Yeah.
Yeah?
Joe Exton. Hey, Joe, welcome in. Joe, I've got to tell you, big disappointment. Everything went fabulous at Mulligan's today, but people wanted to meet Joe Exton.
Yeah, hello, Dom, and good Friday afternoon.
Wait a minute, Joe, after that introduction, that's all legit.
Hey, Dom, how you doing?
You think that happens every day, Joe? You got a huge fan club here.
Yeah, you got a fan base, Joe, that's here for you.
Exactly. Next time, Joe, July 3rd, we need you here.
Yeah, but Dom, does Johnny D, does he serve a Greek ouzo?
Yeah, of course. Johnny Z will make that for you. Of course he does.
Sure.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
You can have as many as you want, Joe. Come on now.
30 t-shirts for Joe Exton.
Yeah, absolutely. He's listening. He's giving me a thumbs up here from the kitchen. All right,
okay.
So, Joe, what's your answer today? Or what's your wisdom today, I might add?
My favorite bar is City Tavern in the Society Hill neighborhood of Philadelphia.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, why City Tavern?
Because the staff... They dress in a manner after Benjamin Franklin and Betsy Ross.
And Joe Exton, you frequent,
I'm Joe sure. Exton. All righty, Joe. You got a lot to ponder now here. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe. Very much for jumping in here. All right, City Tavern. Guys, there you may have to. A little technical thing.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. City Tavern. Thank you, Joe. All right, lightning round next, and we'll wrap it up here with Scott Presler, who has been fabulous today. I hope you've enjoyed everything that's happened at Mulligan's. Remember, when you come to the Jersey Shore, when you come to the Wildwoods or anywhere near it, there's only one place to go, Mulligan's.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All righty, back here at Mulligan's. People will be here for quite a while. 310 West Hildreth Avenue. All right, Dan, I think we have a winner today that we've agreed on. And that is from the Regal Beagle.
Yes.
As the bar, as the tavern. So let's put them all into the hat. Let's hear the winners this week, and then let's have the grand prize.
Yeah, so Don Munn, what do we for? We got the Clydesdales as the answer. I don't really know. But Tuesday, we asked for somebody who deserves a mulligan. Cam and Yardley said Pete Rose. Friday, you just heard a famous real or fictional tavern. You heard the Regal Beagle. And Dom, we have Tuesday. Tuesday number two. Cam and Yardley with Pete Rose. Somebody who deserves a mulligan gets that prize, Dom. Congratulations.
All righty. That's the big winner this week. And also, Scott Presler here has just been spectacular.
Amazing, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you. And thanks for the interaction with people here today. It's fabulous. So tomorrow, are you you're going to be outside registering people, et cetera?
Oh, yeah.
No shout-out or speaker. I'm sure Trump will give a shout-out as he did.
He better.
What's it feel like to get that shout-out when Trump was at the Waldorf Astoria, I think it was, in New York?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the one event I don't go to, I get a shout-out from the President of the United States.
Okay.
I'm like, really, Trump? You had to do it then? You couldn't wait? But I will say, you know, Laura Trump just came to Bucks County. And I got to meet her, and she also gave me a shout-out on stage. So I think people recognize the hard work. They recognize everything that people here in Mulligan's, the community, are bringing together. And you know what? I'm not even going together tomorrow, with all due respect, to see the boss, to see Trump. I'm going to be out there from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. getting every single person registered to vote so they can vote for Donald Trump. That's more important.
Absolutely. Where do people go right now, though? Because they could be in a state like Delaware or Jersey, which is, I don't care what Trump says, next to impossible. But Pennsylvania is the jewel. What do they do if they're not in a state where it's actually in play, Scott? How can they help?
Thank you. Well, look, if you, you're in Delaware, Vermont, Connecticut, Rhode Island, whatever, download my app, Early Vote Action. It's available both on iPhone and Android to your phone. And you can literally, from the comfort of your home, write postcards to Pennsylvania voters, send text messages to Pennsylvania voters, make phone calls to Pennsylvania voters, or you could even sneak across the border from Camden into Philly and come knock on some doors with us. Come over to the Philly rally. I'll teach you how to register voters. It's so easy.
Scott, thank you so much. Headed back to the Grand Hotel.
Yes.
And we'll expect more. And where do they follow you on Twitter?
Thank you. You can go to at Scott Pressler, ScottPressler1SLER. Slide into my DMs in the most wholesome of manner. Or you can also follow me at Early Vote Action and at EarlyVoteAction.com.
And Pat Malloy, thank you all the way from near Baltimore today, Annapolis. Yeah, thanks for coming here. And again, you have a little presentation to.
I didn't want this day to go by, Dom Day. So you know how Bill McVeigh and I admire you and Dan and the platform and you being an advocate for law enforcement. So I have a small token of appreciation, which is our core values, which is professionalism, respect, integrity, dedication, to serve with pride and humility is how we operate. And above all, more valuable might be this bag that you can take to the Acme.
Hey.
You can take to the Acme because there's no bags down here, and you'll have a bag.
Now, is it bulletproof, that bag? That's what I need to know in this industry.
Now, with that new Laurel, can he pull over people with tinted windows?
That's right. Oh, see, deputize me on the tinted windows. I can search them out anywhere.
Nomine Patri et Filii Spiritus Sancto.
Nice religious song to get in here. Yes, thank you, Pat. Hey, thanks to Dan, everybody, and thanks to Johnny Z here at Mulligan's. We'll be back on July 3rd, and we'll have our local Patriot of the Year. Scott, of course, is the national Patriot of the Year, Scott Pressler. Again, can't say enough good things, too, about our band Burning Sky today. Burning Sky, take us out from Mulligan's, 310 West Hildreth Avenue, right in the heart of Wildwood.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Burning Sky here at Mulligan's. 855-839-1210. You get on board. We'll get a winner. We'll have that film off to you. We got the lightning round coming up here. Hit us with that bar. Hit us with that tavern. That's what we're looking for. Great folks stopping by here today at Mulligan's. And I wanted to mention, too, Keith Hartzell, still with us here, the councilman over in Ocean City, our Ocean City guy. His book, Nothing But Gratitude, Reflections of My Life in Ocean City, Faith, Family, and Friends. Just thumbing through it as the show going on here today. Thanks to Keith for coming out and always being there when anything good or not so good happens in Ocean City, where it's always 75 to 78 degrees and sunny. Funny how that works. Thank you, Keith. And again, get the book, Nothing But Gratitude.
Thank you,
with Keith Hartzell.
Hey, so we got a winner. It's Jeff in Hatboro wins those tickets for calling in during the song.
Okay.
That was Feels Like Making Love by Bad Company from The Burning Sky. TheBurningSkyBand.com if you want them. As you heard, they are absolutely incredible. If you have any events coming up, if you're a venue, look to them. Burning Sky, TheBurningSkyBand.com for more information.
Dan, maybe you can bring them up here. I think Joe of Exton had called in before. He had an answer, and we're still having people here at Mulligan say, is Joe of Exton going to be here
today?
He
is here. He's on the line.
He's on the line. Now, Joe of Exton, we're coaxing him. We got two more Mulligans this year. Maybe hearing his fans here. And here is the one and only Joe of Exton.
You might have to bring it up there, Joe.
Coming to us here on Mulligan's on Talk Radio 1210.
Is that working for you?
Yeah, let me see here. Yeah.
Yeah?
Joe of Exton. Hey, Joe, welcome in. Joe, I've got to tell you, big disappointment. Everything went fabulous at Mulligan's today, but people wanted to meet Joe of Exton.
Hello, Dom, and good Friday afternoon.
Wait a minute, Joe, after that introduction, that's all legit.
Hey, Dom, how you doing?
You think that happens every day, Joe? You got a huge fan club here.
Yeah, you got a fan base, Joe, that's here for you.
Exactly. Next time, Joe, July 3rd, we need you here.
Yeah, but Dom, does Johnny D, does he serve a Greek ouzo?
Yeah, of course. Johnny Z will make that for you. Of course
he
does.
Sure.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
You can have as many as you want, Joe. Come on now.
30 t-shirts for Joe of Exton.
Yeah, absolutely. He's listening. He's giving me a thumbs up here from the kitchen. All right,
okay.
So, Joe, what's your answer today? Or what's your wisdom today, I might add?
My favorite bar is City Tavern in the Society Hill neighborhood of Philadelphia.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, why City Tavern?
Because the staff, they dress in a manner after Benjamin Franklin and Betsy Ross.
And Joe of Exton, you frequent.
And Joe of Exton. All righty, Joe. You got a lot to ponder now here. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Very much for jumping in here. All right, City Tavern. Guys, there you may have to. A little technical thing.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
There you go, Dom.
City Tavern. Thank you, Joe. All right. Lightning round next, and we'll wrap it up here with Scott Presler, who has been fabulous today. Hope you've enjoyed everything that's happened at Mulligan's. Remember, when you come to the Jersey Shore, when you come to the Wildwoods or anywhere near it, there's only one place to go, Mulligan's.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All righty, back here at Mulligan's. People will be here for quite a while. 310 West Hildreth Avenue. All right, Dan, I think we have a winner today that we've agreed on, and that is from the Regal Beagle.
Yes.
As the bar, as the tavern. So let's put them all into the hat. Let's hear the winners this week, and then let's have the grand prize.
Yes, Dom Munn. As for what do we for? We got the Clydesdales as the answer. I don't really know. But Tuesday we asked for somebody who deserves a mulligan. Cam and Yardley said Pete Rose. Friday you just heard a famous real or fictional tavern. You heard the Regal Beagle. And Dom, we have Tuesday number two. Cam and Yardley with Pete Rose. Somebody who deserves a mulligan gets that prize. Dom, congratulations.
All righty, that's the big winner this week. And also Scott Presler here has just been spectacular.
Amazing, Scott, thank you.
Thank you, and thanks for the interaction with people here today. It's fabulous. So tomorrow, are you you're going to be outside registering people, etc.?
Oh yeah,
no shout out or speaker. I'm sure Trump will give a shout out as he did.
He better.
What's it feel like to get that shout out when Trump was at the Waldorf Astoria? I think it was in New York.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, the one event I don't go to, I get a shout out from the President of the United States.
Okay.
I'm like, really, Trump? You had to do it then. You couldn't wait. But I will say, you know, Laura Trump just came to Bucks County, and I got to meet her, and she also gave me a shout-out on stage. So I think people recognize the hard work. They recognize everything that people here in Mulligan's, the community, are bringing together. And you know what? I'm not even going together tomorrow, with all due respect, to see the boss, to see Trump. I'm going to be out there from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. getting every single person registered to vote so they can vote for Donald Trump. That's more important.
Absolutely. Where do people go right now, though? Because they could be in a state like Delaware or Jersey, which is, I don't care what Trump says, next to impossible. But Pennsylvania is the jewel. What do they do if they're not in a state where it's actually in play, Scott? How can they help?
Thank you. Well, look, if you're in Delaware, Vermont, Connecticut, Rhode Island, right, whatever, download my app, Early Vote Action. It's available both on the iPhone and Android to your phone. And you can literally, from the comfort of your home, write postcards to Pennsylvania voters, send text messages to Pennsylvania voters, make phone calls to Pennsylvania voters, or you could even sneak across the border from Camden into Philly and come knock on some doors with us. Come over to the Philly rally. I'll teach you how to register voters. It's so easy.
Scott, thank you so much. Headed back to the Grand Hotel.
Yes.
And we'll expect more. And where do they follow you on Twitter?
Thank you. You can go to at Scott Pressler, ScottPressler1SLER. Slide into my DMs in the most wholesome of manner. Or you can also follow me at Early Vote Action and at EarlyVoteAction.com.
And Pat Malloy, thank you all the way from near Baltimore today, Annapolis. Yeah, thanks for coming here. And again, you have a little presentation. Yeah,
I didn't want this day to go by, Dom Day. So you know how Bill McVeigh and I admire you and Dan and the platform and you being an advocate for law enforcement. So I have a small token of appreciation, which is our core values, which is professionalism, respect, integrity, dedication. To serve with pride and humility is how we operate. And above all, more valuable might be this bag that you can take to the Acme.
Hey.
You can take to the Acme because there's no bags down here, and you'll have a bag.
Now, is it bulletproof, that bag? Yeah, that's what I need to know in this industry.
Now, with that new Laurel, can he pull over people with tinted windows?
That's right. Yeah. Oh, see, deputize me on the tinted windows. I can search them out anywhere.
Nomine Patria, Filia, Spiritus Santo.
Nice religious song to get in there at the end. Thank you, Pat. Hey, thanks to Dan, everybody, and thanks to Johnny Z here at Mulligan's. We'll be back on July 3rd, and we'll have our local Patriot of the Year. Scott, of course, is the national Patriot of the Year, Scott Pressler. Again, can't say enough good things, too, about our band Burning Sky today. Burning Sky, take us out from Mulligan's, 310 West Hildreth Avenue, right in the heart of Wildwood.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.